Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Dirt late models battle the weather in the desert and in the southeast. The Lucas Oil Chili Bowl Nationals concludes a great week of racing. And more changes coming to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Oh my, all this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, January the 16th, 2017. From the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, I'm Patrick Reynolds. Happy Martin Luther King Day. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. I said my name twice. I got you. I wanted to make sure you remembered who I was. From the North Myrtle Beach, ZRN Studios producer Jeff Gilder is giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag at the top of the hour. We welcome everyone to the fastest half hour in racing. We are on SpeedwayReport.com, Racers Reunion, and Facebook Live. A big hello to everyone joining us on Racers Reunion Radio. We are on SpeedwayReport.com. One way to get there, scroll down to the left-hand side of the webpage. Just click the Racers Reunion Listen Now button. So you can head to racersreunion.com or speedwayreport.com. We're also streaming on Facebook Live. How are you? Head on over to the Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and you can watch TV broadcast. And if you are on the Facebook page, we'd appreciate a like. That would be cool if you give us a like. We like likes on the page. Just to round out our social media empire, yeah, I'm on Twitter too. Handle is at Speedway Pat, or you can catch up with the show at Speedway Report. So either way, and a lot of you have been on the new RacersReunion.com website. We used to have two of them, the stock car group and the drag racing group. Now we're all combined into one. We've got a new look, new format, and we've got everybody into one chat room as we are tonight. I told you for years, hey, head on over to the drag racing room and the stock car room. You know, pick your poison type of thing. You can chat with whoever you like to. We've got everybody in one room tonight. Got a good crowd over here. I'm just rolling through some names now. Larry Urey is over there. The legend Tim Leaning is with us. Woody is there. Jerry Smith with Stars Radio. Barb is checking in with us early. I see Danny Whitener's there. Racing and Rocking coming up at the top of the hour. We're here now. Stars Radio just concluded at the last half hour. We're going to take a ride out west with the Motor Week Live. So, yeah, old habits die hard here. Speedway Report victory lane lap. Haven't said those words in a while. We had some good dirt racing over the weekend as well as a little bit of pavement. Let's move out west for the victory lane lap. Yeah, mid-January. We are still racing. Let's talk about the Wild West shootout for dirt super late models at Arizona Raceway near Phoenix. Back it up almost a week to last Wednesday night, where the feature race was won by Billy Moyer. On Friday night, the feature was won by Bobby Pierce. As you remember for us reporting to you last weekend, Pierce pretty much ran the table as we led into last Monday night show. Missed on Wednesday, won again on Friday. That brings us to this past weekend. Saturday night was rained out, and that set up a doubleheader for Sunday. However, the doubleheader, rain got washed out there. That moved in, ixnayed the entire day. That gives the championship to Bobby Pierce. He is your 2017 Wild West Shootout, and this is the first time in 13 years of the running of the shootout that there have been any rainouts. I guess that kind of a benefit to running in the desert year after year, but a pretty stout effort there to get all those races in. Speaking of getting races in, we're going to go to the next two on my list, the Ice Bowl from the Talladega Short Track in Alabama. That was a victim of the winter weather last weekend, put to this weekend. It was won by Michael Page as he won the dirt super late model race there. He started from the pole and led all 50 laps to the $6,000 victory. Reuben Mayfield won the limited late model race, and Brandon Williams won the crate late model feature. Now, the New Year's Bash was held in Dillon, South Carolina. Also, ice storms snowed out the week before as the weather moved into the southeast. Just run this past Saturday. Kevin Jackson won the four cylinders. The Chargers were won by Dale Driggers. Bangers by Matt Carter. And the big street stock main event was won by Gary Ledbetter Jr. You just heard from Gary on Stars Radio and during the last half hour. Just a reminder to you, Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Time every Monday here on Racers Reunion Radio. And you got to say the big event, the main event of the weekend, was the Chili Bowl held in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A bucket list race for me, never been, want to go. It's one of those races that you come around the conversation, what race do you want to go to? And everybody's got different ones they like to talk about. And the Chili Bowl is a constant on everybody's list of races. If you haven't been, you need to go. And everybody that has been tells me over and over again, dude, you got to go to the Chili Bowl. I know, it's a week-long event. Someday, somehow, I'm going to make that happen. Anyway, this past week, we began when we were on the air. They were practicing at the Exposition Center in Tulsa. So we move over to Tuesday, our first qualifying night. The A-Main was won by Tyler Courtney. Wednesday's A-Main by Travis Berryhill. On Thursday, Christopher Bell won the feature there. On Friday night, that was won by Justin Grant. And on Saturday, Bell comes back again. He wins the 55-lap Golden Driller Award. Interesting point here, he becomes the first Oklahoma native to win the race since Andy Hillenburg did in 1994. 1994 was the year that Christopher Bell was born. Am I getting older or just more experienced? I don't know. I got a birthday coming up. I'm going to take the Fifth Amendment on that one. Anyway, Chili Bowl, Christopher Bell, congratulations. So many NASCAR fans know him now from his work behind the wheel of the Kyle Busch Motorsports truck. He takes one of the biggest short track races in the nation. And from last week, I want to start out a little chit-chat here with a big hello to Matt Dillner and his young son, Hudson. They watched us last week on Facebook Live. Good to see you guys. Wanted to say hello to you this week. You may know Matt's brother a little bit better, Bobby Dillner, as on the front side of the TV cameras, covering NASCAR for many years. His brother, Matt, on the backside of the camera, has had a long career in NASCAR and motorsports, works in it, does a fine job with cameras and videos, but he's not always on the front side. Sometimes you catch him on Garage Cam on NASCAR.com. So he's a front man a little bit. Does well on the microphone, does well shooting. So real good dude. New young son, he's a new dad. Young baby Hudson, bringing him up right. Hey, they're watching Speedway Report. When Hudson can say that, he can color the set in the black and the red. He can spell this out, Matt. That's good parenting right there. Another special hello before we go any further. Just heard this on Stars Radio on the last hour. Hello to the U.S. Army listening to all three Monday night shows in Kabul. U.S. Army Reconnaissance Lieutenant Dogan, if I'm pronouncing that right. Forgive me if I'm not, but I heard about the shout-out that they gave Jerry Smith and Stars Radio, and they listen, the U.S. Army over there in Kabul, listen to all three shows on Monday night, as well as our Tuesday night lineup. Racing Through History, we call that the Goat Rodeo. Talk about some stock car racing history there, but it's great that the people that are keeping us safe have time to find our little talk shows here about the world of motorsports over there in the Middle East. We hope to make it worth your while, as well as everybody that tunes in to us. And hello to Leo. You're down in South America. We've got a pretty good following down there, and I really like that. We appeal to you guys down there. We've got a good audience down there. Leo, good guy. He hopefully come to the U.S. again soon. I'd love to go to Brazil sometime to see some racing down there. He's a good fan and steady loyal listener to Racers Reunion Radio. His Portuguese is his native language. He actually uses our shows and our broadcasts to help him learn English. So, Leo, welcome and hello to you. Thank you for tuning in to us. Looking back, since we were on the air with all of you last, we have lost Carl Edwards as a driver. Last Monday, we were on the air, and last Tuesday, everything went down. During the week, the rumors came out, and I think it was Wednesday, we had a press conference down at Joe Gibbs Racing, and as our last broadcast went to air, hey, Carl Edwards is just another guy on the NASCAR Cup Tour, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour. Now he's retired. may or may not find his way back behind the wheel of a race car ever again. Says he was a little hesitant to use the R word, meaning retirement. Wanted to leave his options open to hopefully get back behind the wheel of something, somewhere, somehow. But it turned a lot of introspection and analysis on where we are in the world of NASCAR. When I was growing up, the veterans of the day, your big names were Richard Petty, Bobby Allison, Donnie Allison, David Pearson, Cale Yarborough. Darrell Waltrip was the young kid coming up through the ranks when I was a kid. And these guys had made a very good living, don't get me wrong, but they raced well into their 40s and 50s to make a living. Nowadays, in NASCAR's top tour, you really don't have to win. You can really pretty much run in the back of the field and be a millionaire. So you don't have to run that long into your racing career. Carl, well, his bank account's fine with the money that these guys make at that level of the sport. No trouble there. That's not an issue. So you can pretty much do whatever you'd like to do in life. He said he's healthy. He's happy with his career. And he's stepping away. He would like to do other things. As Kurt Busch said many years ago, you don't drive NASCAR, you live NASCAR. And Carl kind of described that in his own feelings, is that he goes to sleep thinking about racing, he dreams about racing, he wakes up thinking about racing, and then he spends his whole day thinking about racing. He's got a wife and two children, and I think he would just like to focus more of his life on them. This may start a trend as far as the Cup guys. Like I just talked about a moment ago, my favorites are the Stars when I was a kid. They raced well into their 50s before they retired from behind the cockpit. Carl Edwards being only 37 years old, you may see more of this. These guys have plenty of money. The cars that NASCAR requires them to build, the safer barriers, the safety devices, these guys can be very safe for a long period of time. The injuries aren't as drastic, or the risk is not there, that the risk doesn't exist that existed 30 years ago when I was a young fan of the sport. So yeah, I can easily see, very much understand why Carl Edwards would just want to do something else. Would he ever race again? Will he drive again behind the wheel of something, maybe a short track? Who knows? Maybe. I'd love to see it. He's a good guy and a good racer. I know there's a speedway in the central Indiana that would love to see him in a car on the last Sunday in May for 500 miles. I would anyway. And heck, Rolex 24 is next week down at Daytona. There's so many multiple drivers that they plug into those cars there to go the 24 hours. I could see him doing something like that. So we'll see. He probably first just wants to get away from all this, go back to his Missouri home, chill, relax, get his feet underneath him, and see where life takes him. Good for him. But you may see more drivers retiring early and having a quicker, younger turnover as stock car racing shifts to be more like a stick and ball sport. Some ways good, some ways bad, but anyway, that's the trend, and we may see more of that. Rumors coming to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series have been making fans nervous, if my social media timelines are any indication. Let's face it, the Cup Series has had a poor track record of changes since Brian France took over. So when there's talk and there's rumors of changes are coming and fans are going to love it and it's going to be exciting, everybody's holding their collective breath because they made so many changes and one has been constantly less popular than the next. Now, the status quo of the sport is not working. TV ratings are going down. I know we watch it on devices, so I don't necessarily think that's an accurate way to measure the popularity of the sport, because you measure TV ratings the same way you always did, but people don't get their information the same way with all the personal electronic devices that everybody's had. So that goes anywhere, but there's more empty seats all the time in the grandstands, and the fan base has really been turned off. Now, you talk about Brian France's changes, what he has done to the sport. First thing I remember him doing, and I was a fan of this, I applauded him, and it was something very good and desperately the sport needed, was no racing back to the yellow flag. It was a miracle over all these years, however many years we raced back to the yellow flag. We didn't kill somebody doing that. Brian France did away with that, which was good. Yellow comes out, field is frozen. A little bit more like short track racing, where you could just go back to the last completed lap. during the cup races where cautions count, you can't always do that. You have to have a scoring system. You could go back to the last completed lap if you didn't count those caution flags. That would get to be a mess. That integrated more electronic scoring loops where the field crossed the last line. We've seen a lot of controversy come with that. With all that, we've got double file restarts, restart the lead lap cars ahead of the lap down cars, the lucky dog rule, which a lot of people do not like, but all these are tied together. If you don't race back to the yellow flag, we go double file. We had double file before, but we had the lead lap cars on the outside, lap down cars on the inside. Now we go double file with the lead lap cars, then one lap down, then two lap down, and so forth. So unless you mixed up the cars at all, you would have to keep that lucky dog there, I think. I'm not a fan of the lucky dog, but for instance, let's say this. We have 20 cars on the lead lap. The guy restarts 21st as a lap down. He passes 19 of those cars and gets up to second place on the track, and the caution comes out. Lead lap cars pit, lap down cars pit. We restart again. He's back in 21st again. Tough luck for him. He's never going to get that lap back. So you do have to have some sort of a blend of the two. But we've had that is trickled over into the green-white checker fiascos of three attempts, and we finish under caution anyway. And now we've got these go-no-go lines on the backstretch somewhere. We've gotten more and more of a circus, more and more rules, a little bit like the government. We have too many rules and too many regulations, and we need to back off a little bit. The top 35 rule is no longer applicable, but that was not popular. The wave-around rule, the leader always starts at the front of the pack. There were situations before where maybe one or two cars were on the lead lap and everybody else had pitted. A caution came out. The lead lap cars would pit. They would stay on the or come out at the tail end of the field, so you had that long stretch of cars that was at the distance of the racetrack around, but not a lap down, so they were behind the pace car, which is really more accurate to how the race was running. The caution clock in trucks, and you know we've tried heat races in the Xfinity Series this past year, and the worst one of all, in my opinion, the Chase. So we've had a lot of gimmicks that come this way and that have really, I think, I don't like very many of them. Not racing back to the yellow flag isn't a gimmick, but I'm glad we implemented it. But that creates a domino effect of where do you score the cars, where do you slow them down, how do you pit them, how do you restart them, and what order should they go. It does get to be pretty convoluted, but I think they painted themselves into the corner with extra complications. Now, let me report this as rumors, just rumors, unconfirmed rumors that people have kicked around this past week of what is coming to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Someone said the possibility of heat races, much like we ran in the Xfinity Series. Hey, look, the Daytona qualifying races every year in February are a novelty, and they're cool, and they meant a lot more when you had a lot of cars in them that needed to race their way into the 500. Where we are now, it's pretty much glorified practice. There's not enough cars to send anybody home, so they're not really qualifying. It's more starting positions. The Xfinity heat races we ran this past year, there wasn't much racing to them, more of a glorified practice session. Basically, if you crash, you're out. The main race here is in a little bit. Excuse me. So I don't really, I'm not seeing the appeal of that with this type of racing. I heard a rumor that the caution clock or some form of that could be coming to cut maybe quarterly breaks, maybe a halfway break, which you would totally lose me on the NASCAR series. That would be really bad. I'd hate to see that. But a lot of these are rumors, and I've got no more information living down here in Charlotte than you do out there, so we just kind of have to wait to see the announcement. But as you can see, I'm worried, and so are a lot of other people in the direction we're going. I think the direction we should go is not make more changes, but just undo the ones we have and stop doing them, and let's just get back to basic racing. If we can build off that don't race back to the yellow flag situation, I would love to just roll with that. I think that'd be pretty cool. This date back 2007, we remember Benny Parsons. We lost him 10 years ago today. And this Friday, he will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, along with Rick Hendrick, Richard Childress, Raymond Parks, and Mark Martin. I've got a busy weekend, next few weeks planned for Speedway Report here. I plan on attending the NASCAR Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Friday, as well as writing about it for SpeedwayReport.com. The National Motorsports Press Association has their awards dinner Saturday in Charlotte. I'll be there. National Motorsports Press Association Hall of Fame is inducting Mark Martin on Sunday. I'll be at that one. I will be at the Rolex 24 next week at Daytona for coverage of the 24-hour race down there. All this will be reported on SpeedwayReport.com, and we'll take the stock car portion of Speed Weeks from there. Plan on going to the 500. We'll see if I can go to the Back to the Roots event that takes place earlier in the week before the 500. Love to go see that. And a little bit of Formula One silly season news. Felipe Massa is returning to Williams to drive this year. His retirement? What retirement? He came back. What happened here? Nico Rosberg retired from Mercedes. Valtteri Bottas is moving from Williams to Mercedes and filling that seat. Massa is coming back to fill that seat. So Williams will have a veteran on the team to add their stability. Happy birthday to A.J. Foyt. Super Texas 82 today. Can you believe Foyt made it to 82 years old? Good for him. God bless him. And gratuitous plug coming up. Speedway Report, good stuff here. Magnets, we got magnets for your fridge, magnets for your car, and stickers. We got these two, some bumper stickers or glass stickers, fridge stickers, wherever you want them. Speedway Report, good stuff. We got a white version of this sticker, too. You guys over here, you want one? Simple. Just message me your address. So many of us are connected on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. We'll get you some stickers coming to you right away. Just let me know how many you want, what you need. We'll get them coming your way. On the house. On me. On Jeff. On Racers Reunion. I'm sending him the bill. He doesn't know it yet. Shh. It'll be a secret in between you and me. Everybody, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Now, our Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on the site. Just on the top ribbon there, click on the TV button. You can watch tonight's show as well as past programs. We also have columns posted from Vicky Miller, Steve Zonger, and Paul Blofus. Now, Steve had a column go up over the weekend as he worked for an IMSA team during last week's Rolex test, the Roar Before the 24. So if you want to read about that, check out SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for your outstanding production work this evening. You can hear more from Jeff and our Racers Reunion family tomorrow, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History, otherwise known as the Goat Rodeo. And don't forget that Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern Time right here on Racers Reunion. Big thanks to everyone on the chat room for tuning in. It's great to be part of your family. And if you tuned in late or would like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or actually any of our Racers Reunion programs, you can simply catch up like this. Racers Reunion produces live content every Monday and Tuesday, but we replay them 24/7 through the week. You can hear it by clicking the Listen Now button on either Racers Reunion or SpeedwayReport.com. And we've got all these shows archived, too. So if you want to pull out an old interview with somebody, have at it. We'd love to have you listen. And our TV broadcast can be viewed on SpeedwayReport.com, on the TV button, or on our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now, don't go anywhere. BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rockin'. with draglist.com. A reminder to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week with news from the NASCAR Hall of Fame ceremony, the National Motorsports Press Association convention, and racing's hot topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live, Racers Reunion Radio, and SpeedwayReport.com. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Good night, everyone.